Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay, our history expert. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I was very surprised and interested to find out that on Monday when we were talking to Anthony Judd from Blokeshire, that the world's smallest mountain is right in our back door, in our backyard, Mount Witchyproof.
Well, that's a bit, bit of a boast calling it a mountain, I think.
Well, it is officially, I believe. That's you're the history expert, but they reckon it is officially recognised as the smallest mountain in the world, 46 metres or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I've sort of been doing a bit of research on this, and I think the British have a definition of a mountain that, that has to be, from memory, 610 metres. So Mount Witchyproof doesn't come anywhere near that, does it?
No, it doesn't. So it's interesting, but yeah, that's what they're claiming. So yeah, what is, and I mean, is it a worldwide thing? What is the determination of what makes a mountain?
I think I found a couple of determinations. One is you have to be 300 metres above the surrounding countryside. That seems to be a worldwide definition. But then, as I said, the English and the Americans seem to have a definition of about 600 metres above the surrounding countryside.
Okay. Yeah, interesting.
But Mount Witchyproof is part of a sort of a range that's known as the Terek-Terek Ranges, which the Terek-Tereks, I suppose, are about 100 k's north of Bendigo, and they're a granite outcrop that sort of stretch I suppose, an area called Mount Hope through Pyramid Hill, and then there's an outlier, I suppose you could call it, at Mount Witchyproof, which is on the sort of, I suppose, on the edge of the Wimmera Plains.
Right. So who then was the one who determined naming it as a mountain? Because I know that that was our old mate Major Mitchell's sort of country.
He missed it. He named Mount Hope and Pyramid Hill, but he came a fair way south of Mount Witchyproof,
right,
and never came through it. Now, it was a fair while later, in the 1840s, that squatters pushed their way into those indigenous lands, because sort of on the edge of the Mallee.
Yeah.
So it really is on the edge of the sort of, I suppose, the open plains until you get to that sort of dense Mallee country. So it really wasn't settled by Europeans in 1846. And then in the 1870s, when they opened up land to farmers, that's when the town of Witchyproof was first sort of laid out.
Oh, okay. We're looking at hidden history with Charles Fay. So, Charles, it's fair to say that, and it's meant to be beautiful, the view from the top of it, but can't be too big if Mitchell missed it. If he looks afterwards at the maps and goes, oh, shit, I missed that.
Yeah, I mean, the view is wonderful. If you really want to get a sort of view of the Wimmera Plains, drive up Mount Witchyproof. You get a wonderful view of, I suppose, southwestern Victoria from there.
Yeah, I'm just putting another tick next to my thing here.
Drive
up the mountain. That's always a sign that it's not the biggest thing in the world. Anyway, listen, we're going to be driven out of Witchyproof with bloody pitchforks if we keep on like this. It's a beautiful mountain.
Let's agree it's a mountain.
Yeah, at least inverted commas, mountain. Okay, we'll do it that way. So
it's not Kosciuszko, but let's.
No. Hey, the good thing is, though, and this is where it came up, that we were talking to Anthony Judd, the CEO of Blokeshire, on Monday, and there's new walking tracks being put in through there as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a magnificent area for going for lovely walks, even more so than it is now with nice tracks put in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because, in my opinion, the sort of northern plains of Victoria and the Wimmera Plains are God's own country. So,
yeah,
that's a wonderful thing to do.
Now, if you can hear a noise there in the back, ladies and gentlemen, that's Charles backpedalling now. Oh, dear. Hey, listen, Charles, always good to chat, but whether or not it is a mountain, we both agree that it is gorgeous anyway. So I think we can agree on that, can't we?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Good on you. Hey, mate, have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Okay, catch you next week.
Charles Fay looking at hidden history on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.